Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Part two. I'm still can't drink this coffee. It's like horrible. Such a shame. Part two with Hannah Gadsby. If you haven't heard part one, go there. It's on the feed. Here we go.
When you say these things that go viral, is it also there a byproduct that you do find the other nine people who would laugh at that?
You're not necessarily going, I hope nine people find this. I do know how to, you know, strike a nerve. Like, I'm not trying to strike a nerve. I'm just right. Always surprised at how, at one hand, I'm, you know, told that I'm sort of too sensitive. And then it's like, why are you yelling at me then? I think this might be sensitivity, but I don't think it's mine.
That's interesting, isn't it? Like, are you saying it because it's off the cuff, or are you saying it because you're trying to say something that means something in a
That one. I just find it endlessly fascinating. I don't think I'm going to be... I don't imagine I'll be long in the public consciousness.
It's a bit late for that.
Well, no, you know...
You've been in it for ages.
My favourite joke I've heard recently is just like, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hannah Gadsby.
Hannah Gadsby who?
Yeah, that's show business.
But Hannah, you've been around longer than the Spice Girls.
I know, thank you.
That's not going to work.
Thank you. No, but it's this thing. So I wrote Nanette because it's one of many reasons, but one of them was like I'm sick in pop, you know, culture that people put their reputations first. I feel like that's where I'm at. Your representation as a public figure is very different to your representation as a human. It's this sort of this surface level that's you can't control completely, and it's particularly with the internet, it's vast and you just don't know what the idea of you is doing inside people's heads. It's wild. I'm quite happy. I'll be fine if Hannah Gadsby is just like, nope, you don't get to do this anymore. Go away. We hate you. I'll live. I can't be bothered worrying about the things that would probably be good career thought processes. You know, playing the game. I can't play the game. I play a game, but no one knows which one it is. But I think that makes me an interesting figure, you know?
Absolutely. It's the thing that people are trying to do all over the world. But I think also you're in a unique position.
Very unique. Singular. From where I'm from and the years I put in on such a different scale in comedy where my voice was forged, having absolutely no ambition to be where I am now, I'm going to take it because you can't give it back. But you've got to make the best of these things, and I'm proud of the work I do, but you can't predict what is going to be successful. We can now, but that's algorithm surfing and that road is not up. So I'm just going to just keep doing my thing. And if it touches a nerve, it just does. It's because I didn't know there was a nerve there, but I was doing what I wanted to do.
Do you have ideas? Like, do you feel like we get Hannah Gadsby operating at 6.5 on the Richter scale and you have ideas that are 9/11 that you're like, not doing that?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is in your 70s.
That's when you do it. Yeah. Let me tell you what I really think.
Yes.
And it turns out, like, I'll be touring with Joe Rogan. I'm, like, a gateway drug to the right wing. It'll be huge.
It's actually, do you know what's so weird is we've been having this thing where I got an email from Joe Rogan's people, in inverted commas, saying, Joe Rogan wants you to come on his podcast. Are you free at these times for like a Facebook Live or something? Obviously, I didn't reply to it. And then I got another one, and this guy called like Jimmy Silver or something was saying that Joe Rogan's trying to reach out to other podcasts. And I was like, I don't think Joe Rogan's going to reach out to me, but there we go. And then this person has started emailing people on behalf of us saying, would you like to come on the Homo Sapiens podcast? Oh. Are you free for these times? And really nice people have logged on to these Zooms.
Oops. Sounds like a scam, doesn't it?
But what's the end product?
They're probably just lonely. I just want to get interesting right. people on a Facebook set. I don't know how life works. I don't know why you'd want to talk to anybody. Jeez.
But do you feel that you, when you say that, like going on a stage doesn't faze you in ways that it does other, you know, I don't want to talk to anybody. But are you getting something from it as well? Like, is there something nutritious happening
absolutely.
In that exchange?
I think my whole career, every year for almost 20 years, I guess, almost, I've been writing an hour-long
show. I'm just going to pause you there. The Spice Girls were only around for 3 years, so you can't say that it's going to end for
yeah,
you.
But they had a very different journey.
I saw your Pepsi adverts.
Did you? Oh, damn. So every year, and they've all been shows about me just trying to work out who I am in a moment. I've just always done that. And so now I'm currently working up a new show. I'm about to start the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, going back to my roots. And great. I'm just trying to sort out what this moment is. And it's singular. I got this moment of virality as a kind of older human who's, you know, explicitly trying to recede. Mm. And that blows my mind that that was the show. That was the thing. That's the thing that's made me. It's like I wanted to leave. And everyone's just like, again? So, you know, it's really interesting. Mm. I'm in a really interesting space. I can't look back and say I have a clear pathway to success. If you want to follow my footsteps, don't. So I feel like the only people I can talk to is my audience. It's like, what's happened? Who are you?
That's interesting. And what did they say back?
They go, yay. They clap and they encourage me. And I come back next year.
Well, that's nice. But do you give this amazing lineup you've got in the show, like, do you give them advice? Do they ask for advice?
Sometimes I'll offer a tagline to a joke, you know, encouragement, just because it's there and, you know, you're just trying to give someone a piece of fruit. They don't have to use it. A little help with pacing maybe, but no, these people know what they're doing, you know. They've all got their own distinct voices and you really shouldn't meddle in that. My role was sort of, you know, to just get a buoyancy to the night, you know, make them feel welcome and safe. And we had a couple of runs at the Soho Theatre. So everyone landed, got some, you know, particularly US comics got some London time to scare them, you know, yeah. a smaller stage, you know, just to get the rhythms of the joke. They change a little bit when you're traveling. And some of them had never, you know, performed outside their cities. And then to get a collegiate atmosphere backstage, they all, you know, supported each other and left me out of it. I felt my role was more of providing this sense of occasion. They bought their work. They've been doing this. They know their own voices.
And they are very distinct voices. And I think that's one of the things I loved about it.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
he said this lovely thing, which was that stage time is not always safe time for these people.
Yeah, think? Netflix has made transphobia profitable in comedy. So being backstage in a comedy club is quite often sharing the stage with people who are deeply, deeply transphobic and not necessarily meaning to be. It's just that it's currency now. Personally, I couldn't be fucked dealing with that. But I am in a place in my career that's I can say, you know what, talk amongst yourselves. I'm out. I don't want to share time with you. This is boring. But, you know, that's the lack of success. So I really just sort of wanted to make people aware that that is a repercussion. The defense of these kinds of transphobic specials on the platform is always they're just jokes. They don't have any real world ramifications. It's freedom of speech. They're using this as just a token to champion freedom of speech, as if it's in danger from a minority that is mostly excluded anyway. I can't quite wrap my head around that logic. And also, if freedom of speech is important, you have to ask yourself why. It's because it is powerful. It does action real world consequences. We know that. That's why we fight hard to have freedom of speech. So the lack of logic is what drives me, you know, bonkers. Either speech is important or isn't.
Yeah. When you strike out against your paymasters, as they might be called, what's the kind of corporate reaction to that? Like, are you getting an email being like, okay, Hannah? Or
there was a conversation about clearing up what amoral meant, because I think a few of them took it as immoral, which is very different. Look, there was conversations. I don't think anyone's really wanted this to happen, but that could have been avoided. But there you go. But there are a lot of people who work at Netflix who I have a good relationship with and who I'm happy to work with. This is a systemic thing. It's this moment we're living in where, you know, anxiety is running high. And so people really do like to push marginalized people further into the margins in times like this. And Netflix is profiting off that. I mean, not entirely. That's not a completely evil situation. Just in this, you know, run of stuff. I don't know. There's a lot going on in streaming.
But does Ted, head of Netflix, get in touch with you?
No.
Like, do you have a little text conversation so you don't speak?
No.
Because I think that's fascinating.
Isn't you know, it? Like, is I it, think that says more about Ted than it does me.
Has anyone checked if Ted exists? Do you know what I mean? Like, is Ted real?
Yeah, Ted's real.
You know what I mean? He could just...
I've been to his house.
And he wasn't there.
Oh, of course he was. I wasn't robbing him. I'm not there yet. That's my next performance up, please.
You've met with him and spoken to him before, but just not about this.
I shook hands with him at an Emmys party. It's a big organisation. I'm small fries. And
did he say loved Nanette?
Look, to be honest, I haven't committed it to memory.
Lots of people would live off that moment forever, Hannah.
I know. This is why I'm the wrong person for this job. I met Norman Lear then, which is pretty amazing.
I'm going to be honest. Who's Norman Lear?
Yeah, that's what I had to do after I met him. But he is an incredible television maker in the US. But I didn't grow up on the diet of a US television, but he's a really extraordinary guy.
Oh, he made All in the Family, yeah. The Jeffersons, all those big... Oh, go on.
He was really cool. He was a nice guy.
Have you found nice people in that world?
There's a lot of nice people. A lot of...
Your gang.
Oh, my gang. I don't do gangs.
Of course, I forget. Yeah,
but a
no
lot of
gang,
nice people.
Apart from the gender agenda.
Yeah. They're
the squad.
Yeah. Yeah. Squad.
How do you feel about the word squad?
Just sounds like an exercise you don't want to do.
Oh, yeah. There's that, definitely that. When you are somebody who is sticking up for people, which you do, sticking up for yourself and then sticking up for other people, which a lot of people don't always make it their business to, that's not right or wrong. And then you have to continue to operate in that space, which is like going into a thinner and thinner tunnel, I imagine.
Well, my last special before Gender Agenda, I didn't talk about it at all. I had this massive blowout and everyone's like, ooh, what's Hannah going to say in their show? And I'm just like, ah, I got married. I had a nice time. Bye. I knew that's what they wanted and I wasn't going to give it to them. Coming out of the pandemic and I just wanted to do a show that I enjoyed doing. The news cycle was so fast. I just wanted to have a nice time on stage. I really disappointed a lot of people and that was really a big achievement in my career.
Well, you didn't disappoint yourself.
No.
Right?
No, I had a very nice time.
And that's the objective. It's sort of linked, is it not, to what we're talking about at the very beginning, which is it's like you've got to not send yourself up, you know, play into a stereotype about yourself.
Well, I don't want my work to be dictated by a conversation other people started in hate. So I just didn't engage on my platform for that. And then I just created something that gave other people a voice. I engaged with it for a little bit because I had to. I was using my name and this controversy to draw attention to these people. So I used my sets within the show to draw that hate. So then the rest of the comics could just have a nice time. And I think it worked. Like, I really feel like they had a nice time. I hope that they get opportunities out of this. You can't, it's such a fickle industry that's really going through a lot of upheavals. So it's really difficult to tell, but it's my best bet of doing something constructive out of this.
Mm. And do you see that as your future, more sort of helping the next generation?
Yeah, that's where the interesting voices are going to come from. I'm old. My brain's full. It's finding it more and more difficult to take on new information, and the information is coming too fast. I was brought up when there was nothing happening in a place where there was nothing happening. I just don't have the muscular neurobiology for this moment in time. So I think more interesting voices are definitely going to be younger ones. I feel like people my age should, you know, start the nice, graceful decline into oblivion and not worry about how who we are and what we have to offer the world and start helping younger people.
Well, you know what, Hannah? The best thing about that, you're not going to go into oblivion, I'm pretty certain, but that's up to you. But you've made the world a better place. You really have, and not many people can say that.
Look, I don't think I can say that. Like, have you seen what's happened to the world in the last 5 years?
I have opened the BBC News occasionally.
Have you got the news?
No, of course. I'm not saying you've solved it.
But did I contribute? You can't be sure. 7 out of 8 mice ruined the world. Saw it in a science study.
Without conversations that were provoked by you, I think there'd be a lot less people on the queer circuit of comedy, for example, who are feeling they can speak.
That's the hope, that you've added to the ecosystem, you know, of the next generation. And even people who are reacting against Danette, you know, it's still grist for the mill. Like, I did something that was considered groundbreaking, and now I don't get to complain that the ground is broken.
That was great. Hannah, we always love to have you swing by Homo Sapiens Towers, so do come again when you've got your next special out. Everybody, in the meantime, thank you for all your listening ears, and thank you for building the community that this is. It's absolutely wonderful. I'm going to miss you all, but I won't be gone for long. In the meantime, look, I'm just looking out the window. They're growing. There is wild garlic growing in the woods, which Alan, if you remember, called ramps. So you can pick it and make garlic, wild garlic pesto, which is delicious. I keep looking at it. I've got some in my garden, but I never do anything with it. Homo Sapiens, all the previous episodes are going to be on the feed for the whole time, obviously, so go back and listen to some, you know. And as I said before, we're going to be doing specials around Hoopla. We're going to be on the socials. We're probably going to do some best-ofs, and we're going to be doing some Pride stuff. So stay subscribed. That's the key thing. Stay in touch. I want to know how your summers are going. And for now, have a wonderful rest of your week, and we will see you after the break. Bye for now.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Powered by Spirit Studios.